This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in western Ukraine said missile strikes hit the city of Lviv Monday, killing at least six people in a city that until now had escaped the worst of the violence of the Russian invasion that began nearly 2 months ago. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Infrastructure. The Lviv regional governor says there were four strikes in all, three of which hit military infrastructure facilities, and one struck a tire shop, adding emergency teams were putting out fires caused by the strikes. He said one of the wounded was a child. Plumes of thick black smoke were rising over Lviv after the explosions, which were witnessed by AP staff. The strikes occur as the country braces for an all-out Russian assault in the east of the country. Lviv has been spared much of the worst violence in almost 2 months of war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Elsewhere in the country Monday, efforts to evacuate civilians from conflict areas were halted for a second consecutive day. In a statement posted to social media, Deputy Prime Minister Arina Verichuk said, in violation of international humanitarian law, the Russian occupiers have not stopped blocking and shelling humanitarian routes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russian forces of engaging in deliberate terror with mortar and artillery strikes on residential neighborhoods in Kharkiv, while Ukrainian forces in the southern city of Mariupol defied a Russian deadline to surrender. Zelensky, in a video address late Sunday, said he expects Russia to launch an offensive in the eastern Donbas region in the near future. Capturing the Donbas region, which includes Luhansk and Donetsk, along with the port city of Mariupol, would allow Russia to control a land corridor to the Crimea Peninsula, which it seized in 2014. This is VOA News. The U.S. envoy to North Korea said Monday the United States and South Korea would maintain the strongest possible deterrent over North Korea's escalatory actions amid concerns Pyongyang was preparing to resume nuclear testing. U.S. Special Representative Sung Kim and his deputy, Jung Park, met South Korean officials, including nuclear envoy No Kyu-duk, after arriving in Seoul early Monday for a five-day visit. Following the talks, Kim told reporters, it is extremely important for the United Nations Security Council to send a clear signal to the DPRK that we will not accept its escalatory tests as normal. Kim was referring to North Korea by its official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Kim said the U.S. and the South agreed they would respond responsibly and decisively to provocative behavior, while underlining his willingness to engage with North Korea anywhere without conditions. Kim's arrival coincided with the start of a nine-day annual joint military exercise by U.S. and South Korean troops. The U.S. Congress is trying to take steps to address the worldwide computer chip shortage. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A continuing global computer chip shortage has made it harder for consumers to get their hands on cars, computers, and other modern-day necessities. So Congress is looking to boost chip manufacturing and research in the U.S. with billions of federal dollars. Both the House and Senate have passed major legislation on the matter, and the bills are one of the final opportunities before the November elections for lawmakers to show they're addressing the issue. But there are big differences between the two bills. Democrats will need support from 10 Republican senators to get the bill signed into law. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tunisia's Defense Department said Sunday it will work with other countries that offer to help it prevent environmental damage after a merchant ship carrying up to 1,000 tons of oil sank in Tunisian waters. The ship was heading from Equatorial Guinea to Malta when it sank 11 kilometers off the coast of the southern city of Gabes on Friday. The Tunisian Navy rescued all seven crew members following a distress call. Officials said the ship was carrying between 750 and 1,000 tons of fuel. A specialized marine diving team has begun work around the ship to check for any oil leakage. Transport Minister Rabi Majidi assured the public during a press briefing Sunday that no oil was leaking from the ship. The Defense Ministry did not name the countries that had offered to help, but local media said Italy was expected to send a naval vessel specialized in dealing with marine disasters. Tunisia's Gabes coast has suffered major pollution for years, with environmental organizations saying industrial plants in the area have been dumping waste directly into the sea. Repeating this hour's top news story, officials in western Ukraine said missile strikes hit Lviv Monday, killing at least six people. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.